Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support. And now it's time to relax with our coffee break.
I'd like to introduce Kevin Citizable. Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin. Good to see you again or speak to you again. It's been a long time.
It's great to be on here.
So you're with us now to be part of our coffee breaks to talk about music and all things like that. So how did you first get into music? Has it been a lifelong thing?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the earliest memories I have is going to sleep on Christmas Eve and waking up with a little keyboard as a seven-year-old, and it was the most amazing present. I like jumped out of bed and that was it. I was stuck to the piano apparently for the rest of the day, and it was very clear from then on that that was something I really enjoyed to do. And I just began picking up tunes by ear, and when I was 10 years old an opportunity came up to go and study at the Royal College of Music. They were running a course for visually impaired musicians, and it was all funded. So I auditioned and got in.
There's not many people could say that, I don't think.
It was an incredible opportunity, definitely.
So obviously piano is your main instrument, is that, Kevin?
Yeah, that's right. And then I also play the recorder, and I also compose music.
So you went to the Royal College of Music, and what did that entail? I mean, people probably won't, not many people will know, you know, what went on there. And did you do ordinary studies as well, or was it just all music? Was it?
No, so I went to a mainstream school from Monday to Friday, and this Royal College junior department was on Saturdays. So it was a Saturday school. My typical day probably started at about 9 o'clock in the morning when I'd have my first piano lesson. Then I'd go and study Braille music, and you know, I was being taught everything about reading music and how to learn scores. And then we'd go and do choir, and then have a lunch break, and then go and do theory. So the theory of music, looking at, you know, pieces and how they're composed and all the analysis that came with that, and then finish the day off with recorder. So it was the full-on day with its own pressures and stuff, but it was really, really good fun.
What was the next part of your journey then after that? How long did that go on for?
So that went on for 8 years, and I was very lucky to be there for 8 years on this scholarship for VI musicians. And once I'd done my grade 8 on my instruments on piano and recorder, I then had to make a choice as to what I wanted to do next. And in the end, I decided to go and study composition at Birmingham Conservatoire. I'd been sort of dabbling around in composition in the past, being involved with some workshops with the RNIB, and it was something that I really enjoyed to do. And so I applied to the Conservatoire and fortunately got in.
Yeah, obviously with your composition and obviously a lot of the theory side as well, obviously you were playing, I very much presume. What sort of performances and whereabouts were you having the privilege to play?
Probably the most famous place I played, which was, but it was really amazing as well, was Wigmore Hall, which is in London, and it's like a smaller venue for chamber music, and it really hosts quite some well-known artists. And it was part of a competition that was among all the royal schools in London. So there was the Royal Academy, there was Trinity College, Royal College, and students from all these colleges competed, and in the end 13 of us were chosen to go and play at Wigmore Hall and do a final recital. And I played a piece of music there, and yeah, it was an amazing experience, definitely.
I'll bet. Wow. So after the Conservatoire, what did you then go on and do after that?
I've kind of kept kind of a freelance. I've done a few gigs, playing charity gigs as well. And also I've done some collaborations with some songwriters as well, because that's been sort of an interesting side, because it's kind of mixed my performance and also my creative side as well.
Yeah, because in the daytime you work for the RLSB, don't you? The Royal London
Yeah, that's
Sporting
right. So I
Club.
do marketing as well. Exploring different avenues as well, definitely, because it's all very transferable, and having learned how to market has helped me, to sort of market myself, and that's something that I keep wanting to pursue.
And who would you say has inspired you with your music, or who do you, who would you love to be, or whose music do you like to play?
Chopin, the music of Chopin, the composer is fantastic. His music's just so beautiful, but also he understood the piano so well. Chopin wrote exclusively for the piano, and I can listen to his music, with every day, and listen to it every day, and I would still get something new out of them. And there's very few composers that have done that. Also, Beethoven, the music of Beethoven, I find for the piano really, really good fun to play. And at the conservatoire, as part of my final year, I played a piano concerto with an orchestra that I set up with a colleague of mine. So we did that as our final year project instead of a dissertation. So we set up the orchestra, put on the concert, and then got graded on our performance. And the Shostakovich Second Piano Concerto was definitely one of my favourite ones to play.
So you're going to play something for us, aren't you, Kevin, to go with the interview? So have you decided what that's going to be?
One thing I haven't really touched on as to what I really enjoy doing is improvising. Mainly because I think when I was younger, I didn't have much music to play from. So the only way I could play was to make it up on the spot. And I think it's a really liberating way and to express yourself musically. And I really enjoy doing it. And it's always the basis of my compositions as well. So at uni, I did a couple of times when I improvised in front of an audience, and it was very, very good fun. And it's something that I really want to develop and explore. So I'm going to go ahead and play improvisation for you guys.
Sounds brilliant. So
Yeah.
before we hand over to you to play, if people want to listen to your music, you said you're on Audio Boom, I know that. So how can they sort of find you?
If people search for my Audio Boom username, I've got recordings of myself, or I'm also Kevin Sittisbell on SoundCloud, which has a couple of examples of my compositions.
Brilliant. Well, we'll hand over to Kevin and listen to your improvisation. And thanks very much for spending time with us, Kevin.
Thank you very much for inviting me on here.
Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.